Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this your girl Sexy. I feel like my swag's on 110% right now. Y'all acting like us girls in this game can't go hard or something. Well, I got my girl Gigi, so we gonna put it down on this track. We gonna go ham. We gonna bring that fire that y'all ain't wish you had. Real talk. And if y'all wanna put shit on wax or something, then we'll see what's good. Until then, just drop that beat.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
Light 'em up.
Go ahead, shawty, do your thing.
I Logan bowling, like my name be Spalding. Arrows full of big Chris's, what my tune be hauling. Alley's looking like a star, the way that they be falling. I'm keeping till they resurrect, but they be steady stalling. Problem, you want none. How my team be mobbing. 5D always, you dying, not an option. So when you click to enter world, you better proceed caution. If on my screen you appear, I'll put you in your coffin. Sexy killer, real chick all day.
Oh my god. Oh my god. The show hadn't even started yet and we're already just
I felt like we needed a Tuesday night flashback.
Oh my god. I just switched over there and all I just blew wood all in my face.
Blew wood.
Like to be eaten.
Right?
Okay, you know what? I went there, didn't I? I didn't mean to go there.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. It's okay. It's nighttime.
It is, which is why the blue cock of wonder is up there.
That is just wrong. I'm sorry. You know what? And the thing is, if he was wearing something else, I'd be all about it. But...
But, come on.
I mean, you can even see the outline of the head. I mean.
That's my favorite part.
Right?
I submit to my gamer sister the sound effect. There you go.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
and every
my
single
God.
Woman who has ever done that was like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. I had to put it up there.
They got some feminists that are just pissed at us.
You guys make girl gamers look bad everywhere. Look,
nobody. When does games I forgot where I was going with that. I'm sorry, this is distracting me.
They're not gaming naked, but they're not gaming right.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. We not only can talk shit like this, we not only can talk about sex, but we also are damn good gamers. So, yes, real gamer girls do talk like this.
And we true story.
Like it a lot.
Yes. Why were you on Blog Talk? All the fun's over here, Horace.
You can listen from Blog Talk from your cell phone because, you know, Twitch does not cooperate with us, or several people, actually. It's not just us. But, you come over here when you want to hang out live. You're not home.
He had to see what all the ruckus was about.
And for those of you who aren't watching Twitch right now, you are missing a show.
The guys may need bleach for their eyes after this.
You know, some of the girls might, too, because this is not my thing. I mean, I'm a kinky girl, but this is not my thing.
Just a little too far. Just a
little too far. Even for me, it's a little too far.
I'm going to need him to cover that up. Something. Can you wear some?
No, actually, I would rather him just go ahead and uncover it. Just take it all off.
He's disturbing me.
I kind of like it.
I totally derailed the show.
Wait a minute. Did she just say she likes it?
No, I mean, I would like it without the...
No, what? Didn't Ginger just say she kind of likes it?
No, she said she derailed the show.
Oh, I thought she said I kind of like it. I was like...
No.
I would like blue satin.
Without the blue
satin. There's nothing wrong with that. I was just amazed because, you know, we learn something new about the Ginger every week. So I was like, whoa.
All I got to say is he is working that blue satin.
He is. And those little panties are way, ooh, panties. Those little panties are way too tight on him. Way too tight.
Can we get you to wear a looser panty next time? Maybe a boy core? And can you not slip up the shirt like that? I don't even think that's... We know that's not him. But
no,
it's,
I mean, it's a badly Photoshopped picture, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, that's funny as hell. And he's got the little Star Trek symbol on the right, the left pec over there.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
My God, I didn't even notice that before.
Yeah, the little, like, the...
I'm sorry, it's like... The bottom is like... The bottoms are like a beacon. I just couldn't. Hey, I am a straight girl. What can I say? Of course, that's where my eyes went. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Ginger, what is up with you? Oh, my God. Good evening to our people in chat room. No kids been announcing the show. She's just totally forgotten everything.
I'm sorry. It's like 5 minutes, and I haven't even introduced the show. Ginger has totally derailed me. She knows I'm easily distracted when it comes to titties. And she just gave me both cock and titties, and I'm all distracted. Okay.
I'm sorry. Just going to say cock. I didn't hear anything else after that. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. It is August 15, 2013. Cock and titties everywhere. Everywhere.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And I'm Snow White. I'm a little overheated right now. Let me calm down a little bit. I'll drink some of my tea. And then over there, that
and
lady
was rated R for a run. That's what I just put on our Twitter. You should run while you can, really.
That's good. It's rated R for run. I like that. That's Corey/Gaming Atrix, the boss lady, who was supposed to be keeping us in line. But as you can tell, the beacon drew her in.
It was. Oh, God.
It's like a firefly going towards a damn electric bug light outside. Don't go towards the light. I can't help it. It's so beautiful.
I don't know what to say. I just can't look away. I don't know. I don't even know how I feel about it. Do I like it? Do I not like it? I just can't look away. I can't look away. I'm glad you took it down because I was really like, duh.
I was too. I was so mesmerized. I was like, you can even see the outline at the head. That's awesome. And then the girl who totally derailed the show, and we haven't even hit 10 minutes yet. That's Ginger Rocks. She deserves spanking for this.
She wants one. That's why she did it.
Yeah, she does.
That's why she did it.
Oh,
and it's her catch fire. It's not a catch fire, it's a catch fire.
Oh,
what are we supposed to be talking about?
I don't know. I completely forgot. Because I have boobs and cock, and I'm done.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to start
off
with...
the show.
Start off with Xbox, just because it's just an... Yeah. Oof. Man, I'm going to need some ice. Is this sexy in here to anybody else?
It is.
Okay.
I think our hormones are just going crazy today.
I don't know why.
I don't either. Well, I do. I know why for me, but I can't talk about it. Go ahead.
I might know why for me. God bless bikers everywhere. Okay.
I know. Okay, go ahead.
No. All right, so this morning, if you were listening... And I can't find my story. How about I wrote down the notes to remember to talk about it and then save the link when Ginger gave it to me? Ginger?
Yeah?
Do you have
that? Ginger's over here playing with pictures. I don't know what's going
on. I'm sorry.
You're going to make me cough.
I'm serious. We were talking this morning about Xbox not making it to certain territories.
It's not going to be making it to Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Russia, Sweden, or Switzerland.
Wow.
At least not until 2014.
Dang.
Yeah.
See, yep. So Ginger had an interesting theory about that this morning. Let me share your brilliance. Allow me to...
You go ahead. And bless you. No. Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Go ahead.
Ginger's theory was, remember when Russia was mad at Xbox when they were talking about all this we want to watch you stuff, and Russia said Xbox will not be allowed in Russia?
Oh. Is this kind of like them smacking them in the face back?
Well, no. Xbox
is doing this themselves. They're saying it's not going to be ready. They said they were overly ambitious, is why it's not making it. Now, and I would have said, Ginger, that's not a good theory, but Belgium is a French-speaking country, and it'll be going to France, but not Belgium. So I didn't understand why. Why Belgium wouldn't get it, but France would. So
no, I meant, like, I meant Xbox is kind of going nee, 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 to Russia. No,
they might be.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was like, ha! That kind of no one laughs.
I'm sorry. You do that, I have a whole litany of Simpsons things that run through my head. You know, when you do that, not just him, but you know, Ralph and Mrs. Garfunkel, let's fall on a rock. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So, what do you think? So, you think they might be thumbing their nose since you said that?
Yes, actually, I think that's probably what's going on, because that's very weird places for it not to go. I mean, you would expect it to take a little longer to go to Asian countries, since Asian dialects and Asian language is so different than English. I mean, really, it'd be harder to port English to any of the Asian languages, honestly, any of them, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese, whatever. And of course, there's the different dialects as well. Come on, seriously? But they can't port it from English to French when they are of the same origin. They're both like the Romantic languages. They both come from the same origin. You should be able to port them and should be able to make it a lot easier. So I think it's them going, hey, hey, like Nelson.
This is totally what's going on behind here is a couple of months ago, actually weeks ago, I want to say, Russia passed an anti-spy law, more or less. It's a privacy act. Mm-hmm. Where you cannot monitor or take information or any of this other stuff, VSA, the Xbox, the PS3, you know how the phones track us, all of that. Yeah, you can't do that in Russia. And what is the big thing that everybody's been on about Xbox One? Well, with the Xbox Kinect, it's always online. It's monitoring you. It's gathering all this information. They've already told you it's going to. So it's not so much that Microsoft isn't going to be releasing, you know, the Xbox in these countries for, you know, language or whatever it is. It's more these countries have told Microsoft, hey, fuck you, fix your shit. We've got laws preventing this. We're not America. You can't spy on us. You don't get our porn.
America.
Well, America. Yeah.
I know the other day Xbox came out and, you know, Kinect's not always online now, but, you know, it's still going to need to be on so that it can, but it's only going to track the Xbox on, that command. No bullshit. If it's listening at all, it's not just
then
listening
on
for Xbox One.
Then it's on. Because even, on. Well, even now with the Kinect, if you're playing a game and you start talking and you say the phrase Xbox, and then it pops right on. So it has to be on at some point. You know how I make sure my Kinect's off? I unplug that bitch when nobody's playing it. Because even now, like Baby Nations was, of course, playing Minecraft, and I still see the green light on, which means to me that they can see.
Oh, yeah, that freaks me out.
Yes. And that's why I keep a box over mine.
I'm going to go over there and unplug that bitch in a minute. Just yank the cord out. Ha-ha, look at this bitch.
I mean, it's just me and the other half here in this house. And, you know, well, what's a better way to protect the planet than not wearing clothes? So, go green, go naked.
Oh, my God.
Well, you kind of do. You save money because then you don't have to wash your clothes as much. So you're saving water. You're not putting detergent in there. So you're not dirtying up any, you know, water doing that. You're saving electricity. So you're totally going green by being a nudist.
Exactly.
Why is there a naked thing to this show this evening?
Because we're three horny chicks. I don't
know. Well, two of us are.
Yeah. Yeah. True. True.
And one that is not is one causing trouble. Look, the one that isn't is the one causing the trouble. Ginger.
Yeah, probably. I can't help it. Somebody's got to cause trouble.
Well, you are definitely causing trouble because now I am all distracted.
Okay. This was not on the docket for us to discuss this evening. Notice I use the word docket like court because we're holding court up in here.
Yeah.
You know, they're adding a female character to Call of Duty.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But now, it's only on... Sorry, go ahead.
Only on the multiplayer. And no, but that wasn't what I was going to go into. We got a comment from or a question from somebody on Twitter because apparently over at our friends at GameSpot in the UK are pissy because... Or I didn't read the article. Let me not say it. Personally, apparently the person who sent me the tweet had issue that the women soldiers were the same height as the men soldiers. Really? That's what y'all got?
That's the issue? Why is that the issue?
I don't know.
That's why they can't be in the storyline?
Well, no, they're in there, but this was something that they're actually bringing to light, that the women will be the same height as the men. And they're saying there's no inherent competitive advantage to playing a female character, is what they say at GameStop. Let me give my girls this article. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, I've been doing that all day. I keep forgetting to give y'all. And I'm looking at it.
I don't want one sex or the other to have an advantage, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
Even if you're talking – sorry, I've been laughing so much my throat hurts. Even if you're talking realistically speaking, as short as I am, I'm still the same height as a lot of guys I know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I don't see what the fucking big deal is. Is your e-peen bruised because the female pixel person over there is the same height as your male pixel person? It's not you, fucker. Get over it.
And it's a game, and all it is that we like to have a representation of ourselves in the game. That's pretty much it. I don't care. She could be a little fit. Well, I don't want her to be a fairy, not unless she got some fairy powers, but which would just totally throw Call of Duty, by the way.
That would be awesome.
Fairy dust.
Wow.
Tinkerbell up in Call of Duty. Okay, somebody needs to do that. Somebody do that. Somebody go ahead and do that.
I just cracked myself up.
That was funny. Go ahead and throw that in there. Somebody do that. Do a movie. Put it up on YouTube. We will talk about it. We will give you credit.
Absolutely.
I actually said this morning, Call of Duty is late to the party because Halo did it first. Gears of War also put us a playable girl in there. And I want to say the girl in Gears of War is the same size as the guy. The only way you know she's a girl is you see her head, because I think her body, or maybe she has some boobs or something. Somebody that plays Gears of War, I know some of you in the room play Gears, right?
What the fuck, Ginger?
Damn. I just flipped back over there. Molly Pops is fairy dust strike inbound.
No, you have to say it in a Tinkerbell voice. Fairy dust all up in your eye, bitch. Bam! And
it's a fairy dust strike. It's a fairy dust strike inbound.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but better. Yeah. It was the ghetto Tinkerbell. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. So now, are you two more likely to play Call of Duty now that they have a female character in?
No.
No?
That's no.
What about you,
it's
Ginger?
It's just not my kind of game. That's all.
What about you, Ginger?
No. I'm not really into that. I wanna be a little orc with my wah and my staff. And
did you just go wah?
if you play Warhammer Online, you'll totally understand the wah.
I did. I know exactly.
We all did.
That is the best part of the game. I crack up every time. I was out there naked PvPing earlier, and every time he made the wah noise, I just fell out of my chair. It was hilarious. It was so great. I loved it. And I've tried. You know, I've got friends that play COD. My brothers play COD, and they try to get me in, and I'm just not. It's not my thing. APB? Oh, I play the hell out of some APB. But COD? No.
I think you've hit the nail on the head and you don't even realize it. You play APB because you have another girl to play with.
That is true. And you know, what was that one game I was going to play? District 34 or something like that. I installed it. I was going to play and I went to make a character. And I couldn't be a girl. I had to buy the girl to be a girl. The girl was extra. And I was like, no.
So that is a little bit of proof that adding a girl character to some games does encourage those of us, if you like the game already, to go and play.
Now, I do want to mention, I know I talk about Star Wars a lot. I know I do. But it's a very good game, and this is why. I have girl characters, obviously. I have one guy character because I wanted to see what the difference was. Playing the girl characters.
Drunks is best.
Yes, well... Star Wars is good, too. The NPCs react to you differently. I mean, as a girl, a couple of them, even like one of them said to one of my characters, women don't belong on the battlefield. And she happened to be a Sith, and so she kind of force-choked him till he died. No, you did.
You force-choked him. That was just about she did. Why are you trying to separate? You didn't
I might have force-choked that asshole till he died. But, so they react to you differently. They react to you differently based on your species, but mainly based on your sex. Like, my agent, my Imperial agent, can actually seduce a lot of men, and she's like, men are so easy to manipulate. And I'm like, damn right, girl. You know? Snap.
You're going to get in trouble later. You're going to get in trouble later.
I'm going to get in trouble, but it's going to be fun. anyway, so yeah, Star Wars is a really good representation of women. I mean, it makes women powerful. It makes them be able to use not only, you know, their sex as a weapon, but their strength as a weapon. You know, they can be just like men, and a lot of men require, and NPCs require you to prove yourself as a woman to them as being strong and powerful, but once you do, they're all like, damn. I mean, they don't say damn, but that's pretty much the gist of it, damn. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good game.
So, now again, we must reiterate, throw us a girl in there, for those of you developers that listen, toss us a girl in there. And
we play your game.
I don't like playing Call of Duty with random guys. I want to say it. Most of our guys in the room, I've played a game with y'all. You guys are all fun. Jay's actually fun to play with because Jay's very chivalrous for some reason. I don't know why. Have you ever noticed Jay's very chivalrous when he plays with us? Oh, I'll shoot that for you.
No,
Jay, I got the shotgun. I'll shoot him.
I got a guy in Star Wars that does that for me. He's like, I can help you.
Look, and nobody wants to play with Ginger. Snow, you've not played with Ginger when we have health packs. I need to warn you because, you know, eventually.
Oh, I know. I can tell. I can tell. She will be the one ganking everything that you need before you. Ginger, I'm almost dead. I need you got full health. Well, I just saw it and I had to pick it up. And
I saved everybody.
No, Snow, she calls it out. She lets you know it's there, okay? That's how you die. We're all running. Ginger's like, oh, there's health packs over here. And then you all run over like, where's the health pack? She's like, oh, I picked those up. Well, what did you say anything? What did you say something for? Oh, I was just letting you know it was here. Why?
Why are you letting me know? Just picked it up.
There was a bug. I was like, are we going to call 911? That is not a fake scream. That is a real scream.
I just looked up and he was like getting ready to lunge at me, and of course I screamed. And they did. See, y'all, we're still girly, y'all. I didn't have my cleaning spray, so he caught me unawares.
We are still very, very girly. I think I screamed earlier because I saw bugs. No, we're still girly. We'll still shoot you in the face and force choke till you shit yourself, but we're still girly.
Oh my god. Girl, I feel you though, man. Earlier I came in here and there was a huge ass spider underneath my chair and I was like screaming. Yes. It was bad. It was so bad. God, I hate spiders. All right, so.
Okay, back to the show.
Yeah. I picked up another story a couple of days ago about a Houston couple who had their baby monitor hacked. It's like, God, what was that guy who used to argue with me? Nobody wants to hack your stuff. Nobody wants to hack your stuff. Oh, yeah? Mark Gilbert and his wife, Lauren, apparently were doing dishes after his birthday party or some celebration. Anyways, they start hearing noises coming from their kid's bedroom. Their kid should have been asleep. They went in there, and it was their baby monitor, which comes equipped with a webcam. And there was a guy with a British or English accent of some sort. Anyway, some foreign accent. Sitting there calling their little girl a slut, a bitch, all this stuff.
A baby, mind you.
Yeah, it's a baby, three-year-old, something like that. Thankfully, she's deaf, so she didn't hear anything. She won't be repeating these words or asking what these are, so that's always good. But they have no idea how long this has been going on, if this has been happening before. When they went in the room, whoever it was who had the camera noticed that, oh, hey, the parents are in here. So they started calling the parents bitches and assholes and cussing them out and calling them stupid morons and shit like that. And this is not the first time this has happened with people's baby monitors. So people being all, you know, oh, my connect is secure. Nobody's going to hack it. Bullshit. Because you know this thing was a wireless network.
Well, the problem with that is, Ginger, is I won't blame the parents. I blame the person who manufactured the baby monitor. You know those things are low frequency. They pick up everything.
I mean, everything. You could be. Sometimes they'll pick up a phone, your cell phone conversation. They're just not built for security, but they should be. You're right about that. They should be. It's a baby monitor. Of all things that you want to be super secure, that's one of them. You don't want anybody watching your baby. My thing that horrified me is pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
This is pedophile dreamland that they can sit and watch a child in the room and the parents not know it. You know, and then they get, and it can get worse than that. I know, you know, we're saying, oh, watching, but what happens when this person, you know, they're sick, you know, I think I'm going to snatch up that child, starts noticing what time you come in the room, you know, what room the, can start telling what floor the room is on and comes to the house. I'm presenting the horrifying scenario for you because that's what will happen.
Now, I have never been able to fathom why anyone at all would do something like this to a child, especially a baby, you know? And I mean, and I know that it's horrible that the child is deaf, but in a way I'm thankful that she is, so she won't have to hear this. And I mean, and you know, you think babies don't remember stuff like that? Yes, they do. They remember it on some level, on some subconscious level. They remember things that happen to them. And I'm just, I don't understand. And it's just people like this, they need to be found. They need to be castrated, or either male or female, castrate them. You can do both. It's easy. They need to get rid of them, take out their sexual organs so they can, and put them on some sort of hormone treatment. They make these where you can chemically castrate someone so they never have another sexual thought.
And I'm all for them picking up trash outside the road for the rest of their life in a drug-induced kind of coma, like a zombie. I'm all good
absolutely
for that.
Make them do
somebody
something
gotta
good
clean
for society.
These streets. Look, somebody got to clean these streets.
I'm all for them colonizing Mars for us.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, too. But I got to tell you, if I ever have a child and someone does this to my child, I will hunt them down and I will hurt them. I won't kill them, I'll hurt them.
What would y'all think about, because this is something I know that we don't have, is we don't have agencies that do any type of policing for virtual crimes, because I think this is what this would fall under, other than the FBI, and they can only do so much. I mean, they're going to look at things, you know, on a larger scale, but something like this, we need our policemen to be trained to handle something like this, where they go in and they can, you know, maybe trace back where it came from. They should be able to do that. So I think we need some new agencies put into play here. What do y'all think about that?
I agree.
What were you going to say?
I kind of go back and forth because I'm anti, you know, spying on us, whatnot, and I'm afraid a company or a group like that would have to have something like that. On the other hand, as our society becomes more tech-friendly, our children are learning how to hack computers, hack this, that, the other, mod things. I mean, no, people are modding their phones, their cars now even, everything. So in the next couple of generations, we're going to have very, very smart people. So if we don't put in force some sort of task force that tracks these kind of people down, then, yeah, we're going to be very, very screwed. So,
see, I said that I wanted to see, and Molly's actually, I just looked up and saw your comment. Well, see, Molly, you hit on something that's been, it's been a problem at Xbox, too, and it's gotten worse since Trixie left. I used to say that they needed somebody and that would be their job. And I know it sounds like a frivolous, stupid job, but somebody has to do it. It has to be somebody that watches our consoles, especially when they're online. It's a lot harder, of course, internet, but like I would like to see Steam put something like that in place, you know, somebody that kind of is just sitting there chilling, you know, and then somebody can come in and, you know, click it and say, maybe you heard your friend threaten to commit suicide, or somebody makes a comment about killing somebody, it seems kind of serious to you, and this is their job, is to, you know, go over, trace them, find out where they are, and then let them know, okay, you are now, you've been put under investigation, your Steam account is limited, your Xbox account is limited, you won't be able to go online, you can still play, whatever have you, but y'all, you have to start doing something, and then I think our policemen, a lot of them, we found this out, remember when we had the person in Second Life that was threatening to commit suicide, we found out how dumb the police are. They really are dumb.
Oh, my God. That was such a... Ugh.
I wish we could have broadcasted some of what we were hearing. They were so uncaring, unfeeling. They didn't understand when we told them we heard this person do this in a game. Well, what game were you playing? Why can't you just
you know, were they sitting next to you when you were playing? No. Xbox Live. Xbox Live? What's that? Okay, you know what? You need to be shot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was just a nightmare. There should be something in place. I don't know exactly what. And I understand it'd be hard to track somebody down. And so you can see, what's worse is because in Second Life, I've had two different people threaten to kill themselves. And the first person who did it, I called, you know, contacted Second Life and recorded for me. I don't remember. Anyways, it got handled. Like, and I know it got handled. The guy was in Florida. He ended up having to go under a watch, 72-hour involuntary watch or something like that. The second person, nothing was done. Trying to get anything done was like asking for a flipping miracle. It was...
It's scary, yeah. Because people don't, they are so apathetic about things like this. So this is where I'm like, this couple, you know, I'm sure the guy went through and he unplugged everything and he made sure that, you know, the guy couldn't see anything. But what he should have been able to do was call somebody. There mm-hmm. should be a person at the police station, and this is their job. If it's a virtual crime, you know, if your security system got hacked and somebody's watching you take off your clothes in the house and you figure out what's going on, you should be able to call police. And this guy or girl or guy comes out, and they're able to, yes, get into your system and trace and say, it came from your neighbor's house across the street. Okay, you, come on, let's go. Because you could prevent a lot of stuff from happening. Even Facebook, like we've seen this happen a lot over the years. More and more people are posting on Facebook that they're killing themselves or they're going to kill somebody. If they had somebody and this was their job, an official government job, where they are, you know, as soon as you call them and say, you know, I just saw this on Facebook, and it's their job, they have carte blanche to call Facebook and say, hey, I need you to look up account so-and-so. I need to know exactly where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and or give me, you know, what you have, or let me get in there so I can get the IP address. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, drop by there. We need to up the ante a little bit. Some of this shit that's going on is ridiculous, that people are – the things that they're able to get away with because our governments are so far behind what's going on. But instead, they're angry and invading Kim.com's house because,
yeah,
my God,
yeah.
He's a threat. He can't even run –
the only thing they were able to charge him with was that he bumped somebody with his stomach. I was like, really? Really? That's what you're going to charge the guy with? Oh, he's violent. You
okay.
should have gone out of his way. Have you seen him move?
Now, I do want to say, I've seen in a lot of movies, a lot of like futuristic movies where they have like electronic divisions that their whole purpose is to monitor the electrical devices and the internet and, you know, stuff like that. That needs to happen now. This needs to happen now. With all the shit that's been happening, with all the death threats and the threats of rape and the threats of violence and, you know, and all this stuff going on, there really, really needs to be a government agency department in each state, stationed in each state. I don't care how country the state is. There needs to be some sort of electronic division in that state that the whole purpose is to handle things in their state. Like if someone lives in South Carolina, let's say me, I live in South Carolina. Let's say I looked at my Facebook and there was a death threat on my Facebook. I could call up the electronic division and be like, look, dude, this person just posted this on Facebook, and I'm really worried that it might be true. Their job would be to look at my Facebook, investigate it, and then figure out where they're going to. And if it's across state lines, guess what? That's a felony.
Yep.
Okay?
Now, see, Molly, you're saying, you know, Tumblr has all this in place, you know. The problem with that is when Tumblr calls the local authorities are dumb. They don't have anybody there that they can talk to. They can tell them what happened, and then the police can decide if they're going to go over to the person's house, if they're going to arrest them. And I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, they don't go. They just don't go because they don't see it as a threat. And that's why at the end they start saying stuff like, well, gamers are crazy, blah, blah, blah. What, you know, gamers are crazy, they're going to shoot up everything. Let's just say – let's just say for shits and giggles, the guy that shot up Sandy Hook, what if he had posted or he had said something while he's playing Call of Duty that, you know, he was planning to shoot up a school? Okay, who on Xbox even knows what to do? You can report it. If you call the Xbox line, you're going to be on the line for 4 or 5 hours. There's not even a special thing at Xbox for this, mind you. You can't say, you know, press 5 if you've had a death threat, a suicide, you know, threat. And then there's a person that handles that. None of our
consoles, our gaming portals, none of these things have this particular measure in place so that we can help prevent this, so that when the government, yeah, this is why, this is the loophole that they catch us under, because they can turn around and say, well, you know, you guys are running rampant. We don't know what you're doing over there. That's why they're able to almost get around to the point where they're able to watch us, and they want to watch us via the Kinect, is because we don't have this one thing in place, and we should. As much as we possibly can, or we need to be lobbying for the government saying, you know what, we don't really want you watching us, but we do need somebody so that people can have somebody to tell. Okay, apparently Kitnetrix has come to my rescue. She is munching down on the bug. If you hear Lynn in the background, you hear her going, meow, she caught it. Thank you, you're a good kitty. That's a good Kitnetrix. Thank you. Yeah. But, yeah, hey, she does her job. She's well fed. Thank you. But yeah, we need these in. We need these things in place really badly. We should start a petition somehow. I don't know if that's going to help. I don't really think petitions help a whole lot all the time.
It's a novel idea, and it makes people feel like they're doing something. But most of the time, it really doesn't do anything.
See, I had an argument with somebody about that on Facebook. They said they didn't understand why people actually went to protest in person. I said, because your politician is from an era where they did protest in person. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that scares him. He's not scared by your online petition because he don't know how to fucking use the online petition. He don't even know where it is.
No kidding.
He's
see,
not
afraid of your paper. And the thing is, like, if you really want this electronic division, the funding has to come from somewhere. And that's why the petition probably won't do jack, because they don't have any more funding. States are already in the red. The country's in the red. There's no funding for anything. Oh. And they'll probably try to cut the school funding or some shit like that. And teachers already don't get paid jack. Trust me, I know.
Well, see, here's a novel way to do it. You've already got officers there. You pick your young ones that already have a proclivity towards gaming and say, this is going to be your new job.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I agree.
You already does that?
Who does?
Isn't it China who does that? You know, you test so far through school, and, you know, if you're good at something, hey, that's your job the rest of your life. You don't get to do anything else. That's your job. And I'm kind of thinking that's probably not the best idea.
Molly said I'd gladly do that. Molly, you still have to do the regular police training now. You can't just be in office. You're going to have to go out in the field and knock on people's doors, so you still got to do the rest.
I would totally do that. My main problem would be I would want to hurt people
This guy that did the thing with the monitoring, as soon as he opened the door, he'd be pistol-whipped. be like, excuse me, are you so-and-so? Yes. And I listened to the voice. Look, first I got to play the voice back. I say, could you say bitch for me? Bitch. Bam! Mm-hmm. Corey, get off of him!
All I would wait, are you so-and-so? Yes, and then fist to the face. I wouldn't even want to use a pistol. I would want the satisfaction of my fist smashing his nose.
I want the satisfaction of feeling his bones crack when I hit him with the butt of the gun. That's what I want. I want to crack.
That's later. First, I want to feel the nose smash beneath my fist.
They're like, you gamer people are violent.
Sometimes.
Talking about
sometimes.
Kicking to the balls. She'd be like the cops on Animal Cops.
That's right.
She got the little neck loop. Hold it. She's trying to bite. Get the trank gun. Oh, damn. Get the trank gun. Shoot him. He's trying to run. This is all in the ass. Okay. On to other topics. Ginger, why?
Because it needs to be. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's true. True. True.
Okay. So, I have some other sad news. I told these girls before the show. It's not really sad. I don't think anybody even noticed they were there in the first place. Games for Windows Live is shutting down.
I don't think I ever bought.
I played Plants vs. Aliens there. I'm sorry, that was EA. Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, I had some pirate game that was a Windows Live game. But I mean, this is way back. So, hell, I probably don't even have the disc anymore.
They said that anything that you already have will start work. Will still work. They're just not selling anything else. So if you bought a game through there, you're okay. Don't start freaking out.
Fine, because all they ever sold were like bad knockoff games for cheap.
Knockoff for cheap.
Seriously, the pirate game that I got, I bought it by mistake because I thought it was, I don't know, some other pirate game, and it wasn't. wasn't very good. It didn't work very well.
See, I think this is what's going to happen. We said this the other day. Remember that guy Holtman that left from Steam?
Yes.
And
yes.
He went over to Microsoft? Yeah. I think they got him, and I think they're closing down this, and they're going to revamp it, and then we're going to get something like Steam from Windows when they got a new Windows update coming. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I could be. I could be very, very wrong. All right, so games for Windows is going to be through Microsoft. Has there been any really big, like, Microsoft PC-only releases recently?
I don't think so.
Not in a very long time,
though. I'm trying to think. A lot of them have all been Xbox Live or Xbox games.
Wasn't Age of Empires was theirs, right? Age of Empires was a Microsoft game, if I remember correctly. I think they did
yes.
that when I was working
yeah.
there.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah. I used to play that.
But that was a while back, though, right?
Yeah, that was
yeah,
a while back.
Very long
yeah.
time ago. I don't remember anything after that. I remember I remember it because that's when I was working there and I was all excited because
yeah.
I was trying
so,
to get
so my thought is if they're going to revamp this, they're going to have something big planned.
Well, they got Holtman. What else do they need? He's one of the founders and creators of Steam, so if they got him.
You get all the founders you want, but if you're not going to put out good quality games, then you ain't got shit. You got, you know, an icon sitting on your board. Hey, that's so cool. Look who we got. Well, you know, you're Microsoft. I'm sure you can afford them, even if you don't sell anything. But hey.
Oh God.
So I'm just curious. Does this mean we're gonna get some new PC only release? You know, Windows only. Doesn't run on Mac. Doesn't run on Linux. Windows only.
You know they're not doing that.
No,
you know
they'll cut down
on
all their money. No, that's not gonna happen.
They stand to make more money if they do cross platform, but they can do what Steam does, which is we're going to sell everybody else's games, and this game, even if it's Mac or Linux or you know, wherever you get it from, you still have to get it from all these other ones, but you can't get it from anybody else but us. Like, imagine if they did that with Spark. Imagine if they did Spark. If they decided to release Spark on PC and they said, oh, by the way, you can only get it from our new Windows whatever they're going to call it.
I would die. When my new motion thing comes in, playing Spark, oh, my God, I would die. I'd be a skeleton on the machine. I'd be dead.
I don't think you can use the motion thing to create the Spark world, Ginger. You can use it after you make the game to play,
They should. Can you imagine, you know, you're just, like, waving your hand and kind of walking around. You're making this, you're making that, and...
I don't know if I'd like that. I think I'd like it after. Once I made this stuff, you know, I'd make myself like the overlord of my little world, and then I'd do stuff to throw people, create tornadoes.
I'm totally imagining. What was that movie with Mickey Mouse where he's got the little wizard's hat on and he's making
Fantasia.
Stuff? Fantasia! That's totally what I'm thinking about. Spark on the PC, walk around with my Omni-move, yeah. I'd be Mickey Mouse in Fantasia, but in Spark.
Ginger, we would like for you to live.
That'd be nice.
Awesome. Yeah,
we would like to keep you alive and stuff. I'm just saying.
Who is gonna show us dirty pictures of a man in blue satin girly underwear?
Exactly.
I'm not gonna link it, but I'm just gonna put it in your head so you can think about it later. Zombie porn.
Oh my no.
You can Google that at your leisure.
No, I refuse.
Zombie
I don't like
porn.
Zombies. I don't want to look at zombie porn. It'll ruin porn for me.
It'll ruin everything for
me. Wait a minute, are we talking about celebrity zombie porn, or are we just talking about run-of-the-mill?
Just Google zombie porn.
No. I asked you a question. I don't want to go look. I need to know.
Run of the mill. There we go. Run of the mill. Zombie
porn. You cannot ruin porn for me. I like my porn. Actually, I like my hentai mainly, but I like the porn too.
Did she name
I'm not going to link it. I'm pretty sure that we get us banned from Twitch, but yeah.
Zombie porn. It probably would. We're not going to show it. No.
I don't think we have any age restrictions on Twitch, which is bad. You guys need a rating, like on Blog Talk.
Actually, there's no sex. You can have no nudity, no sex.
We can actually put a rating. So, you know, like on Blog Talk, you have to be a certain age. You know, we're rated M on Blog Talk. We have been for like the past year because we just got way too raunchy. I couldn't leave it.
Well, you can rate yourself adult. I'm pretty sure we did when we set it up.
I think we did.
Here on Twitch?
It's rated adult.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, we were also talking about Microsoft. You mentioned something about, you mentioned Sony. So the money they were going to make with Sony with the new...
Yeah, the new... They're Your multiplayer is going to be paid. Ginger, are you sure it's just going to be like Xbox? Because the way I was reading it, and it could be just because I just woke up, that they're not going to charge per game multiplayer? Is it? I'm hoping that's not what they're doing. To you or...
Well, the Netflix and Hulu, stuff like that, video like I was talking about, is not going to be behind the paywall. So you're going to get that with your basic, you just buy your PS4 and you get that. I'm sure you're going to still have to pay for Netflix. You got to have the Netflix account. But
yeah.
That's a given on any of them. To play online with your friends for online games, you're going to have the PlayStation Plus. So that's going to be like the Xbox Live. But unlike Xbox Live, where you have to have the Xbox membership to play online, watch movies, stream your video, all of that, you had to have the Xbox Live account. For the PlayStation 4, you can stream games, you can talk to your friends, you can't play with them online, and you can have Netflix without paying. So the only thing you're going to be, you have to have to pay for, I guess, with the PS4, is the online version of games, to be able to play online. And that kind of makes sense. I mean, because who's hosting those services? I mean, hell,
you got to pay for it. Somebody's got to pay the server, and they lost out on a lot of money by not having a pay service. But, you know, also something else that they didn't do is your PlayStation didn't come with a headset. They didn't even encourage,
Xbox,
you know.
Xbox came with, what, a $2 headset, well, actually,
yeah,
probably cost like 50 cents in China.
Yeah,
and
but
it
you
shipped
still
over.
Had, but you understand what I'm saying? They even came with one because I remember when I first went to play PlayStation Home, I thought PlayStation Home was pretty cool. It was like playing Second Life. Of course, I could build anything, which aggravated the fuck out of me. I'm like, I need to play.
I checked it out the other day. I was like, this is different. And then I logged off. I was like,
yeah,
okay.
But I couldn't talk to anybody, so I was not interested in
continuing
to play. What?
So I googled zombie porn.
Why would you do it?
I was curious. I was curious. But the one that I read, because I skipped over like videos. I'm like, I don't want to watch a video. But I'm actually
your pictures, images.
No, I don't want to. I didn't do that. But I saw this one article I wanted to bring up because we talk about Australia being crazy with the censoring, right? Like especially with games. But apparently this filmmaker. A Canadian filmmaker made a gay zombie porn movie, and the Australian censors refused to watch it. Refused.
I would refuse to watch that shit, too.
I would, too. I'd be like, you know what? That is all types of wrong.
Not just wrong, but what is
that,
the fucking
that
point?
That would just be a generic adult stamp, you know? If you're brave enough, this is adult only.
Why the hell would you even need to make that movie and it need censored?
I had never even thought about zombie porn until Ginger just mentioned it, and then I was like, all right, now I got to look it up. I haven't picked, I'm not going to click on images because I don't want to see it.
I don't know. People have weird fetishes.
I guess
you
so.
Can also Google pizza porn, which is safer, and you can look at those images.
No, thank you. I don't want to ruin pizza for me.
Yes,
I can just imagine what they might be doing with the pizza, and I don't want to ruin pizza for me. Thanks.
Okay, now we got to talk about this one because I want to see.
Okay.
I want to see what Snow's going to think because you already heard what I thought, and we might pull Ginger in.
What?
Hey, Snow. Huh? Guess what Rockstar announced this morning about GTA 5?
What?
GTA 5 Online.
Seriously?
Oh yes, baby.
All right, now that actually might be fun. Can you play, like, different sides? Like, someone the hooker and someone's the gangster and stuff like that?
Ginger, can you get that trailer? Can you get it for
I
me?
I am looking for it. I don't remember anything about being able to play hookers, though. So.
Rockstar, I don't think you can play a hooker, but there is a girl, as I watched the trailer further along, and the outfit is fierce. The girl had on a nice purple hoodie, and she had some purple stilettos on while she was blowing some bitches up.
Hell yeah.
What I'm talking about.
Maybe it's going to be APB done right.
Well, hold on. It's making a lot of noise. I'm fighting with the website. Hold on.
As always. Well, see, now Ginger tries to compare it to APB. I keep trying to get y'all to play so y'all can see the difference. Looking at them, they look the same. When you play them, completely different.
couldn't be more, the two games couldn't be more different.
Why are you opening up on the screen? Stop it.
So I think this could really be, I was going to say for Xbox, but it's on all platforms. Well, you know, I don't know what PlayStation is going to do. They're not actually ready yet. PlayStation 3 is not ready for a multiplayer, I don't think. Anybody play any multiplayer MMO on, well, you know what, is Dust out yet?
Yeah, Dust 514 is out, and they've got, what is, City of Heroes? They do not have Heroes.
You better not say that to me.
Seriously?
They've got some hero game. Yes,
Girls,
they really do. They have some hero game on PS3.
It's not City of Heroes.
You totally just brought her hopes up and dashed them on the rocks right there.
Hold on. There is...
It's Champions Online.
I don't remember what it is.
Is it Champions Online?
You're going to be a superhero of some sort.
Champions Online is a superhero game, or it's Marvel something online, Marvel something. It's not City of Heroes. Can't be. Can't be, Ginger. Don't play with my emotions, Ginger.
She totally did. She.
Oh, sorry,
totally
my
did.
Bad, my bad, my bad. It's DC Universe.
See?
My bad.
And why you play with me? Why you hurt me like that, Ginger? Ginger, what's going on with your screen?
Me and Rockstar about to go around and around. Well, I was going to blow up this video, but it doesn't want to blow up, so you're going to see it in small version. Sorry.
Check that out right there. So, now, I know FPS is not your thing, but I'm going to tell you what I told Ginger the other morning. Keep in mind, every single thing you're looking at, every single thing you're looking at in the game in GTA is interactive, unlike APB. And when I say everything, I'm talking about the tree, the paper there on the desk, that guy there, those people over there looking out the window. You just do whatever the fuck you want to do. Whatever. All this is interactive. What? Did they make you do the content warning in the middle of the trailer?
I opened it up on YouTube since the Rockstar website was being a whore.
Oh, they're playing big now.
Is that not just... gorgeous.
That's gorgeous.
Again, everything interactive. Now,
but it looks like APB to me.
Yeah, that's because you haven't played them both. You have to play them so that you can understand the difference. Looking at them, they're going to look the same. This GTA, there's a reason why it's such a good game. It's not just the shooting. The storylines are excellent. Everything's interactive. Even the computers. I love the dating services. And
can you play cops and bad guys? Are you playing?
Nope, that's
like
not
games?
In here. That's not in here. You are a criminal. Period.
Yeah.
So the mayhem
is. You get to race people and. Yeah.
No, you don't get to just race people.
No. But damn it, I'm trying to find the website. I had it open with everything that was going to be on it. But they did mention that you get to race your friends. You get to set up races, stuff like that. But yeah, it's all bad guys.
Yeah, you're all bad guy. I'm sure if they put some of the stuff they had back in there that they had
okay,
before.
Okay, now that looks badass. Walking
the
up in the
bank
with the shotguns. Yeah.
Yeah, the bank robbery's hot. There's our girl that you see her, but she got blown up there. Poor thing. And they've always had a girl in their multiplayer. They're another one, early adopter. Not in the game itself. I'm still waiting for a female lead for this game, which is going to be awesome when they do it. It's going to take time, but they always had it. But game completely, again, I can't stress this enough, interactive. Small details you don't think of them doing, and this is why game developers pay attention.
Work, girl.
This is why it takes them, you know, from between, you know, 5 to 6 to 7 years to put out a GTA. We're talking about the radio stations, and there's like 15 radio stations, and they rotate out all kinds of music, talk shows, all kinds of crazy stuff. TV stations are in here. This is a living world that you go into. Just like Skyrim. Think of Skyrim, but in this setting, that you can just roam free and do whatever you want to do. And, of course, it has its storyline, too.
Okay, now that picture with the guy walking out of the house, that looked real. Like, he looked like a real person walking out of a fucking house.
I cannot wait to fly the plane. I cannot wait to get in the helicopter because I plan on killing Jay. I'm just going to kamikaze the helicopter. He know how. See, you're laughing. We do that.
No, I'm laughing because I know you do
amazing.
That.
I will tell you, Jay and I had the bestest time one night. I was kamikazing the helicopter, and I jumped out, And, of course, Jay's like, oh, my God, the helicopter's crashing. Corey, you bitch. So I jumped out. I rolled across the rooftop, like, you know, all smooth. Like, I got this. And then I rolled off the rooftop. And then I hit everything on the way down. The fire escape. Bam, bam. And then I made it to the bottom. I had just a sliver of life left. And then somebody ran me over.
Aw.
Horace, we're not paying you any attention because you always, he's in the chat room. I'm going to be there, too. We don't pay you any attention.
You're not going to be there.
That's exactly what he does. Y'all, we should play this weekend. We should play this. And then he doesn't show up. And Molly, you are absolutely right. The music this past time was epic. So I cannot wait to see what they do this time. I know we're going to get some Justin Timberlake. I already know it. When I hear Suit and Tie, I'm just going to roll over you bitches. Whatever. Some of y'all are going to be in trouble. And I'm going to roll by you singing, I'll be on my suit and tie, suit and tie. Shoot out the window.
You did not lift your hand up and point it sideways.
I sure did. Because that's how we are as gamers. You got to do the motion. Why has nobody made anything like that for a game that fits on your finger? You know, you do, when you do it, it goes into a gun. Hello? That was like the next step,
no,
I thought.
No, oh God. I think there was... So, okay, no. I think it was like somebody did a skit about that. Like they said that some skit about how they're going to modify a gun to where you can actually use it like they show in the movies. You know, like the sight is actually on the side of the gun so you can point it sideways and still aim.
Okay, I like that.
That was funny.
That's like the Microsoft commercial that got pulled when they were advertising the Xbox 360. There's a bunch of people in the shopping mall, and they're all popping out with their fingers and shooting at each other. But they were promoting community and play together, and they were like, it's violent. I was like, there's not even any guns in the fingers.
They're going, pew, pew. Come on. That is not violent.
Pew, pew. Yes, but it's okay to put the actual game where there's people exploding is okay. But don't show people playing with their fingers. It's too violent.
Somebody could poke their eye out, literally.
It's all fun and games until somebody loses an eye.
I'm telling you. All right, what time is it? We got like 2.5 minutes. Anything else
you
want to say real quick?
I need you to tell them what you're doing, what you and your beta. What beta are you in?
Yes, the Final Fantasy 14 Reborn, a Realm Reborn beta. I'm actually in it. I'm going to try to play this week, and if I can get the damn client installed, it's not cooperating with me. It's making me angry. Square Enix, you and me, we're going to have it out. I'm telling you. You need to make your shit easier. I'm off topic. Anyway, if I'm able to stream it, I'll stream it. I don't know if I will. I have to read the agreement and make sure I'm able to. If I can, I will. If not, I'll just talk shit about it later because you know I'm going to do it. Hopefully, they will earn my loyalty back because, you know, they totally dashed my hopes on the rocks. Hopefully, they'll earn my loyalty back. If they don't, screw them. I'm going to move on to something else. If they do, then woohoo! We're going to have a love affair again.
Pew, pew, pew! Pew, 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 pew! Pew!
Oh, my God, Barbecue, what the fuck?
Pew, pew! Barbecue?
I don't know.
No, so all of you are going to come over and play Warhammer Online. There is a free-to-play version, so get it on your PCs and everybody come play.
I'm going to download it and I'm going to see if it's going to be worth it, because if it's not going to be worth it, I'm not going to bother. Some of the free-to-play stuff is just not worth it.
You can craft.
I know.
I'll craft. I'm good. I will sit somewhere and craft. They got a doorway because that's where I prefer to sit when I craft, just to block some traffic flow. Why are you sitting there? Fuck you. I want to sit here. That's why I'm sitting here. All right, people. It's time for us to get out of here. We'll see you guys bright early tomorrow morning. News. Make sure
you're here. Yay. Oh, it's my song.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my song. Oh.
Get nature. Do you want to say bye to people? No, she's chasing a new bug.
Mow.
Work, work, work.